Between weather and security concerns, commercial air travel can seem more and more difficult. But there's also a health concern associated with very long flights if you're unable to move around, blood clots. This week on WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, Take Care, hosts Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen speak with Dr. Menica Pai, a professor of medicine at McMaster University in Ontario, Canada, about how blood clots form and why they can be deadly.
We know blood clots are a life-saving function. They stop excessive bleeding when we get a cut or injury. Can you explain why blood clots form when there is no injury and why this can be so deadly?
Absolutely. Blood clots are designed to form when there's an injury in a blood vessel, and as you said, that can be life-saving. But we also know that blood tends to clot if it's not moving well through the blood vessels. So you can imagine if you're immobile for a long period of time, maybe you're sitting in a cramped space, you're not moving your legs naturally. And when we walk around normally, movement at our ankles and our knees, it keeps the blood flowing nicely through the veins. But when that blood stops flowing, it has a tendency to clot. And unfortunately, clots that form inappropriately like that can cause a blockage in blood movement. So they can cause painful clotting in the limbs. They can even travel to the lungs, causing a pulmonary embolism. And that can be life-threatening because it can make it really hard for the heart to pump blood against this blockage, this clot in a major blood vessel.
So is it the bend in the knee that prohibits the blood from flowing smoothly, or is it the pressure from the seat on our legs? Because when you're sleeping, you could be in the same position for 8 hours and you're not really worried about getting a blood clot.
It's a little bit of both. So again, you imagine yourself in that cramped space, perhaps in an airplane seat. So not only are your limbs compressed, your knee is also immobile. Unlike in sleep, where we naturally move around a little bit throughout the night, whether we notice it or not, you're not really doing that when you're sitting immobile. You're also not moving your ankle. And the ankle movement is a really, really important way that our body is designed, this pump driven by the ankle to move blood up and down. So none of those joints are really moving. Perhaps we're also wearing restrictive clothing when we travel, maybe we're feeling a little bit dehydrated. All of those factors contribute to blood that's a little bit thicker, that's not moving as well, and that is really experiencing an increased tendency to clot.
What time length are we talking about where you start to possibly put yourself at greater risk of blood clotting?
Well, what we know from large scientific studies of people who take flights or engage in other kinds of travel is that generally the length of travel where things might start to get a little bit dangerous is a travel that's greater than 6 to 8 hours. So if you're going on a shorter flight, it's very unlikely that you're going to run into trouble. However, when you're getting up there, 6 to 8 hours without a lot of movement, that's what we would consider a dangerous time.
Do you think that airlines have a responsibility to urge passengers on long flights to move around?
There are a lot of advocacy organizations in the U.S. that really believe that airlines should take some responsibility and perhaps that they should even take some liability if a passenger does experience a blood clot. From a medical standpoint, I think that doing simple exercises like walking up and down the aisles when it's safe, these are low-risk potential benefit. And I don't think it would hurt if airlines advocated for this. But the most important thing as a passenger you can do is empower and educate yourself and make sure that you understand how to keep your veins healthy and minimize your risk.
That was Dr. Menica Pai speaking with Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen. More of this interview can be heard on Take Care, WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, Sunday evening at 6:30. Support for this story comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.